At home, I have an old clock that I got from my family. This clock is probably at least 60 or 80 years old, and it is a chime clock. It's a family heirloom, and somehow I ended up with it, and I absolutely love it. But I have to say that about 99% of the time, I don't wind it. So it doesn't keep time, and it doesn't chime. And I keep wondering, why do I do that? I have this beautiful gift, this beautiful sound that's available to me, and it keeps time, and I can hear it all the time if I would just spend a little time and tend it and wind it. Why don't I do that why do I only do that on those rare occasions? Our gathering tonight, to me, is the church's version of winding the treasured old clock. We take some time this time of year to relive the familiar story of Jesus' birth and of the birth of God in the Logos, or the Word, in the beginning. We have a history, we have a memory, we have depth and beauty and music. There is certainly nothing new that we do here on Christmas Eve. We have a lot of traditions. And unfortunately, in our culture, we've been effectively trained, mostly by advertisers and marketers, to want only the new thing. The newest phone, the newest car, the newest style, the newest clothing. But inherent in that pursuit of the new thing has to be the assumption that the last new thing has no staying power. Tonight, we remember the old and we celebrate the new. The reading we just heard spoke of not only God with us with the birth of the Christ child, which is what we are familiar with at Christmas time, but also that God has always been with us, even before time and space existed. The reading that we had was about the Word of God, and understand here that we're not talking about words on the page. We're talking about the Word of God, which is Jesus, which is the Logos, or the force of creation in the world. That is what existed in the beginning. The Word of God is present in all created things, and that presence of God in all created things proves that we needn't wait for heaven after this life, because this existence too is shot through with the presence of God, and this existence too is good. But although the creation and our earthly lives are good, they don't always feel good. Bad times will come, or they already have. And in those moments, the gift of the Christ child, the gift of God, the gift of the Logos present before creation, it all becomes meaningful and life-saving because we know God is here with us. We go through trouble and we come here this time of year and say to one another, we're okay, God is here. This story and this tradition that we have, old and familiar and reassuring and mysterious as the chiming of that old clock, is of God, not of an abstract philosophical concept, but of God as a human being, a God who knows us and knows what we endure, a God who has been in human flesh and has lived and died as one of us. We need both the Logos and the baby so that we know of both God's transcendence and God's immanence. God is there above us and was here before creation, but God is also with us now on the earth. We need to know both facts to live in peace. And so I think the old clock that we would do well to maintain is the awareness of the presence of God. We need that awareness. We need to remember that God goes before time, was present before creation, and that God is present in the Word, the flesh of the human baby, and the human being, Jesus. It's the same old story. But if nothing in the story is new, why do we keep showing up this time of year every time? We keep showing up because we need the grace of God to help us to stop being afraid. We need the grace of God to teach us to reclaim what is found everywhere, but celebrated particularly and specifically on this date, in this place. We come here to practice our awareness of the presence of God. We keep showing up because we know that as nice as all the new stuff is, the newness will wear off. The slick digital clock will, by design, be obsolete very soon, so we have to buy another one. And at that point, we will again treasure the old clock with its beautiful music and its mysterious workings. That old clock, the awareness of God's presence, is a better gift than anything new. The gift is in knowing that God has always been here in the beginning, knowing that God is present when we are born as Jesus was born. God is present with us when we struggle with human life as Jesus struggled with human life. God is present with us when we suffer and die, as Jesus suffered and died. The gift is knowing that God is both transcendent and immanent. We all love our new things, and it's fine to appreciate them. But when times get tough, we need to remember the old clock, the first thing, the one thing of depth and mystery. We need to remember that God was here first, and that God is still here with us. God is both transcendent and immanent, both there and here, both then and now. This is the gift we get in the old things. This is why we show up year after year. We show up because we know deep within us that the old clock simply cannot be replaced by anything we can buy or accomplish for ourselves. We show up because we treasure and we need that old thing. When times get tough, this old clock, this awareness of God, will remind us and will comfort us. We're okay. Remember, God is here.